So I recently had a message from someone whose son had made a commitment to Christ, but still felt like something was missing. So I said I'd be happy to speak with them. And as I was thinking about preparing for that, I kind of got thinking about faith and feelings and this idea, should we feel different once we've committed our lives to Christ? And I can still remember when I became a Christian. And I remember as I read Journey into Life by Norman Warren, and it was the first time I'd really read and understood the gospel, and this feeling of real sorrow and regret that I'd left Christ out of my life for that long, even though I was still very young. And then when I gave my life to Christ, I read through that booklet and prayed the prayer at the end and genuinely gave my heart to Christ. And I felt, I guess, an immediate sense of transformation, that something had taken place. But it certainly wasn't a kind of Damascus Road experience with a voice from heaven. And so my personal experience is one in which there were some feelings, if you like. But I got to thinking, what does the scriptures say about faith and feelings? Well, if we look at Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 3, we read these very familiar words. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand. And then the writer goes on to talk about these demonstrations of faith. And I think what the writer here is expressing when he says faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see, he's expressing this cast iron certainty, if you like, that comes through faith. It is confidence in what we hope for and assurance. It's about being certain about what we believe. And I think it's not so much an intellectual approach, but it's more about a certain mindset that says, I've heard the gospel, I've believed the gospel, I've responded to the gospel, and I'm now certain in terms of what that gospel promises. I thought also about John chapter 16, verse 33, when Jesus is speaking with his disciples, and he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So Jesus does talk about peace, and maybe we might understand that as somehow related to feelings. But notice that the peace he speaks of is predicated upon his promise. In me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And he's saying that whatever would come upon his disciples, and remember that a lot of trouble came their way, certainly immediately when Jesus was arrested and they fled, but then after his resurrection and ascension, following Pentecost and the persecution that broke out, and the disciples and those that were added to the church encountered great trials and hardships. And we see those hardships continuing even within the last book of the Bible in Revelation. We read of real difficulties for the churches in Asia Minor. And so tribulation was going to come to God's people, and it continues to come to God's people. And Jesus says, the peace that you have is based on the certainty that I am the victor. That was his message, that the peace will come to you when you understand that he has overcome the world. And so Jesus is not promising that life will be easy. Quite the opposite. He is assuring them that they will have trouble, but they are not to be overwhelmed by that, because he, in fact, is the victor and has overcome the world. So while coming to faith can undoubtedly bring an immediate inner change, we shouldn't count on feelings, a sense in which we feel necessarily different, because faith in scripture is not described in terms of a feeling. It's always described as a conscious and a thoughtful apprehension of the truth. What does Paul say in Romans 10, verse 17? He says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So faith comes by hearing and responding. And once we've responded, we must trust that we are immediately justified before God. So feelings are an innate and an important facet of our humanity. We wouldn't for a moment want to downplay the importance of feelings. And Jesus himself was a feeling person. And yet faith, true faith, is being sure of what we hope for, regardless of how we might feel. And there's a reason for this as we come back to Hebrews. He says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he, that is Jesus, who promised, is faithful.